message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. It's my privilege to welcome you to God's presence tonight. We are grateful to Him for all His love and all His kindness that we have received. To God alone be all the glory. Praise the Lord. We'll fire on very quickly tonight because of our time. We have been on our series, Wisdom for Valuable Living. And we have been learning lessons from the successful. And I'll run through what we have gone through so far quickly. And I know that somebody will be blessed tonight. If you are that person, say a big amen. Amen. Lesson number one that we have learned for valuable living is to be devoted and to be committed to the Almighty God. Any man or woman that desires to live a valuable life must be devoted and committed. Somebody say devoted and committed. You must be devoted and committed to Him. Daniel was devoted to God. He was committed to God. He purposed in his heart, according to Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, that he would not defile himself with the king's meat. He was a man that was totally devoted to God. And this brought him into valuable existence. Lesson number two is that you have to be teachable. Any man or woman that will enjoy being a valuable person must be teachable. You must have teachers. You must have pastors. You must have people that teach you on the way that you must follow. And number three lesson that we learned is that you must be a problem solver. Everybody that will be valuable in life must solve problems. Don't dodge for problems again. When you see problems, it's an avenue for you to be a successful man, a successful woman. Don't be hiding when you see challenges any longer. There is greatness in challenges. There is progress in challenges. And number four, valuable lesson that we learned from the successful is be a problem solver. And number four is be prayerful. Be prayerful. Daniel was a prayerful man in Daniel 6 verse 10. After they proposed to kill him and throw him, after they proposed to throw him inside the lion's den, Daniel still went ahead to pray to God three times a day on his knees. He praised God, he worshiped God, and he was still in prayers. He was an addicted man of prayer. And I said, people that sing are called singers. How many of us were in that service? I said, if you are into singing, you are called a singer. If you are dancing, they say you are a dancer. If you farm, they say you are a farmer. And if you are praying, God, you are a prayer. So Daniel was a prayer. He was a praying man, a praying giant. No wonder he was valuable. Number five, valuable lesson for living is associate correctly. You can't be a friend of everybody. It's a fool that is a friend of everybody. You can't be a friend of everybody. You choose your friends wisely. Proverbs 13 verse 20, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. You will never be destroyed in Jesus' name. Choose your friends wisely. Life is too short to walk with people who are not going anywhere. Number six, lesson where the Holy Spirit stopped us last week, is always give glory to God. Always give glory to God for every happening in your life. Don't take the glory for anything. Anything that God has done for you, anything that is happening in your life, it is because God wants it so. The Bible says, what is man that thou hast mindful of him? If God was not mindful of you, you cannot become anything. say, I know I am married because I am beautiful. Don't say, I know my business will prosper because I know the number of hours I work per day. Don't say, I knew I will give birth safely because I do exercise very well. Always give glory to God for everything. Somebody say everything. That was where we stopped and God took the glory. Just a few, one or two worship songs and we were lost. And God alone be glorified in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like to hear your loudest amen. So tonight we'll move with speed because we'll try to cover like as many as we can tonight. The month is almost ending and the series won't stop by the end of the month as God pleases. Number seven, lesson number seven for valuable existence is be faithful in service. In Daniel 2 verse 48, Daniel chapter 2 verse 48, there's a record there that they said, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief of the governor over all the wise men of Babylon. Also in Daniel chapter 6 verse 2 to 4, Daniel chapter 6 verse 2 to 4, the Bible says, and over these three presidents of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto him. Daniel was a man that others give account to because he was a faithful man. And the king should have no damage. Everything that the king had was in the custody of Daniel. Every possession of the king was in the possession of Daniel. He was a faithful man to the extent that his master gave him charge for everything under his kingdom. There was no record that Daniel stole anything. There was no record that Daniel slept with another man's wife. There was no record that Daniel was a latecomer to work. Because if there was, when they were searching for what to look for him for, they said, we looked and looked, we did not see anything. They looked even with binoculars, they could not search for his fault. It's important for us, ladies and gentlemen, to realize that only the faithful can become valuable. Daniel was promoted and he was faithful. Every time he was, in Proverbs 28 verse 20, the Bible says, a faithful man shall abound in blessing. A faithful man shall abound in blessing. The level of your blessedness is determined by the level of your faithfulness. The level of your blessedness is determined by the level of your faithfulness. The more faithful you are, the more blessed you become. Let people be able to go to sleep when they put things in your custody. When people put money in your care, let that money be safe. When a young girl is put under your custody to go to school, let her be safe. Don't let her come out with pregnancy. Let anything placed under your custody be kept as if it were your own. A faithful man always abounds in blessing. If you are working somewhere, let your boss' heart be at peace with you. If you are the boss, let your staff's heart be at, let them be comfortable around you. Let the spirit of faithfulness be upon you. And I pray for somebody here tonight, that will be your story. Every successful person, you can see the attribute of faithfulness in them. That was also the kind of person that Joseph was in Genesis 39 verse 2 to 5. He was faithful that everything was kept in his custody. And the Lord was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man in the house of his master. He was prosperous. And despite the fact that the wife of the master pursued him, Joseph refused to go back to do what was wrong. In the absence of nobody to even testify. Pray for somebody here today that the spirit of faithfulness will enter into you. I said the spirit of faithfulness will enter into you. The grace to serve meritoriously and to serve with a faithful heart. That same spirit comes on everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. If your service anywhere is not with faithfulness, it is fake. You can't be valuable. Because in my place, they say behavior is like smoke. You can't cover it up. A person that is not faithful can package him or herself as a faithful person with nice suit, nice tie, nice clothes, nice skirt suit. But with time, it will come out. With time, it will be exposed that this person is not faithful. And from today, God will baptize everyone here with the spirit of faithful service. Number 8 lesson. For valuable existence is invest in others. Or you can also say love others. Daniel was a man that loved people. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 49. He was promoted and he also pleaded to the king that his friends should also be promoted. He was lifted and he ensured that others were lifted along with him. Then Daniel requested of the king. It was Daniel that requested. Daniel did not do like a don that will say, okay, let me be promoted and then others, let me suppress them. Let me be putting my legs on their head. Valuable people don't behave like that. Then Daniel requested of the king. And he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat at the gate of the king. Daniel was the one that requested that his friends should also be promoted along with him. Daniel was a lover of men. Daniel was a man that had a love for God and love. In John 13, verse 34 and 35, the book of John, chapter 13, Bible says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. Someone say, love one another. This is one thing that is lacking now. Love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love. The only way they can know that indeed you are God's disciple, it's not through your car or through the kind of house you drive. Your signal that you are a true disciple and you are valuable is the dissemination of your love. The way you love mankind will determine the extent of the value that mankind will have for you. Every lover of God and lover of men will remain eternally valuable. If you really want to have value in life, love people with passion. As you are praying to God that God should lift you, pray also that God should lift them. As God is raising you, you are raising them. As God is pushing you up, you are pushing them up. You will never stop going up. Every man or woman who loves people, you will just see them rising and rising and rising. Devil can't destroy them. He say, demon is pursuing me. Demon is pursuing you because you don't love your fellow human beings. Every man or woman that loves others and invests in others, they are untouchable for demons. Demons can't, because God himself personally protects them. He say, this is the commandment I'm giving to you. Love people. Care for them. Look for avenues to touch life so that heaven can touch you. Every valuable man or woman invests in others. They always invest in others. If you desire to be valuable in life, invest in others and love them. To live for self is to live for less. To live for yourself alone is to live for less. To live only to eat and to feed your wife and your children is a waste of destiny.
To come to this world and just have babies pop. And then you build a house, you buy a car, you work in a company, then you retire, and then that's just what your life is about. Nobody is thanking God because you are alive. No family rises up in the morning to thank God that you are in existence. Nobody is in school because you are alive. I'm not talking of your own children. Nobody is wearing good clothes because you are in existence. Then the life is a valueless life. It's a useless way of living. God, he says, as I am, so are you on this earth. So we are God's representative here. We are the one to represent. Where is God? We are the one that we will see. They can't see God physically. So investing in others. This man invested in his friends, and his friends also became very great. As from today, everybody around you will become very great. As you are becoming very, very great, they will also become very, very great. Yesterday night, in the dead of the night, I was praying outside in the dead of the night, around 2:12, thereabout. And I was praying into the skies. And I saw stars. And as I was just praying, and just in the compound of our house, and I was just praying. And I saw stars everywhere. And I looked up and I said, God, what are you saying? Everyone is a star. God has made every one of us stars. If you see anybody around you, he is also a star. As you are a star, the person is a star. Help their star to shine. If you sense that somebody wants to cover up their glory, remove that covering. In my place, they said the way they burn the child is the way they burn the slave. Hello, am I right? The web is just because God just assisted people more than others. So you can lift somebody up. You can assist. That is why we have problem in Nigeria now. Why most of our so-called politicians are so useless. When somebody will steal 1 billion and go and store it in different banks all over the world, even his wife and children doesn't know. And his village, there's no light there. All the primary school in his village, the roof has removed. The chair people are sitting on in the village, the chair is already in pieces. People are already sitting on the floor. His own children are in London. And then when he comes to the village, he comes with siren. And everybody's clearing. Yes, sir. Hello, sir. Ah, I don't get it here. Then when he goes, they say, I like curry. Look at him. He stays 3 nights there. That 3 nights, he brings more than 14 soldiers to guard him. Come, Robert can come there. What a valueless existence. What a useless way of living. And then when he dies, the country where he leaves the money, they use that money to develop their own country where Nigeria is going down. If you want to be valuable in life, friends, resources are coming for you. Plan in your lifetime to be a person of eternal value. Value to heaven. Value to mankind. Let the pain of men be your pain. Let your heart pant after God to the extent that when you hear the pain of men, you are provoked to do something. When God sees that, resources will come for you. As from today, you will no longer live a valueless life. Life is not about the fullness of your account, how many billions you have or millions you have. It's about the lives you are touching. It's about what you are doing for mankind. That is the essence of life. So if your father is rich, or your husband is rich, or you have people that are rich, advise them on time so that they don't live a life of eternal waste. My prayer for you here tonight is that may God grant you understanding. I say, may God grant you understanding. I say, may God grant you understanding. In the name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus. If you desire to be valuable in life, invest in others. Love people. Love people. Look at David, for example, in 1 Samuel 22, verse 2. He took nonentities and invested in them. He took men that on a good day shouldn't be anybody, discontented men, and everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, he gathered them unto him, and he became a captain over them. He gathered men who were men of rubbish, and he changed, he turned their life around through the help of God. As from today, that will be your case. I say, as from today, that will be your case. If you are a person, you don't see people around you much, you are not valuable. You are not touching lives. If you notice that you are always alone, you don't see people around you, you can't see anybody to call, you can't see anybody, it's a problem. You are not touching lives. People are not feeling your impact, so it's a problem. If you wake up at night, you have an issue, you don't have anybody to call, you are not adding value to life. You have an issue, you have a flat tire, or you have an emergency, you think, who do I call now that will respond now? You cannot get, except your husband or your wife, you have a problem. Then you have to change your priority. You have to change the way you live. Life is not about its duration, but about its donation. Life is not about living so long without nobody thanking God for you. As from today, God, people around you will thank God for you. I say people around you will thank God for you. Number 9 lesson for valuable living is courage and boldness is needed. Courage and boldness is needed for valuable existence. Somebody say courage. Somebody say boldness. All successful people are courageous people. Courage is another word for bravery. A man of courage is a man of exploits. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 7 to 8, knew that nobody must worship any other God for 30 days. Yet he had courage to worship God. And the Bible says, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, and the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statue and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any man within 30 days, anybody that speaks to any God for 30 days will kill him. But most Nigerians or most people, even if they say for one day, they don't mind. If they say for 1 year, Jesus won't kill me. Maybe it's just 1 year. I will manage. I won't mention the name of Jesus for 1 year. They say, this man is 30 days. Immediately they made that decree. He went to his room immediately. Daniel 6 verse 10. He opened the window. Daniel 6 verse 10. Immediately he opened his window and he began to worship. After he finished worship, he began to pray. And immediately those guys say, yes, we caught somebody. Daniel chapter 6, verse 11. 6, 11 and 12. They went to the king. And these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. And he did not say, please help me. I won't praise again. He never said that. Then they went to the king and began to tell the king, you have signed a decree that anybody that prays God within these 30 days must die. The king said, yes. Yes. And it cannot be altered after the laws of Medes and Persians. That law, nobody can change it. If it has been stamped by the king, it cannot be altered. Or the king himself will die. And no king will want to die because they say, love your neighbor as yourself. So you will not want to die. So the king tried and tried to convince her. They said, no. Ladies and gentlemen, they mobilized Daniel for lion's den from there. And
You know what? You know what amazed me? As they were drawing him to the lion's den, I was expecting a natural person to say, I'm sorry. I wasn't really praising God. I was just singing blues. No, that's what normal people say. I know. I wasn't saying on Geneda. I was just saying, disco bubble, disco bubble, disco. I wasn't really saying anything about God. Oh, God care. Me, God. Till forever, I can't say anything about God. With lions. Ladies and gentlemen, they threw him inside the lion's den, but he survived. As he got there, God was already waiting for him. He shot the mouth of the lions. Daniel made the lion. God turned the lion into a toy in the presence of Daniel. Daniel started touching the beard of the lion, touching his head, pulling his tail. Say, you this lion, you are so big. You're so big. He said, I eat human beings regularly, that's why. Looking very big, but he could not touch him. Courage is needed if you are going to be valuable. Because you will face a lot of persecutions. You will face a lot of problems. People wonder why I thank God so much and worship God so much. I always sometimes think of what I've gone, the things I've passed through. When I look at it and I flash back, I know I have cause to thank God. Every valuable man is a persecuted man. Every valuable man is a person whose life is under risk from time to time. And you need, that's why when Joshua was appointed, the first thing Moses told him was say, courage. Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. Say, you need courage. Joshua, don't think that this thing is, what you need is courage. Be strong and of good courage. Joshua, be of good courage. Also in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, also. Be of good courage. As from today, God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. Joshua 1 verse 7, sorry. I pray that God will give each and every one of us here the spirit of courage in Jesus' name. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Joshua 1 verse 7, Joshua 1 6, Joshua 1 7. Only be thou strong. And the spirit of courage is coming for somebody here today. As from today, the spirit of courage is coming for you. Because when you are courageous, God will always rescue you. Daniel 6 verse 22 to 23. God rescued him. God rescued him. God brought him out. Daniel 6, 22 to 23. My God has sent his angels and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. They will not be able to hurt you. No devil will be able to hurt you. Every lion of life that is pursuing you, they will not be able to hurt you. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? The forces of hell will not be able to hurt you. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. I'm innocent. I'm innocent. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. And the king was excited. They brought Daniel out of that place. Those guys that conspired against him, they packaged them with their family. They threw them inside. That is how they are going to throw your enemies inside the pit. Those pursuing you and I for the purpose of evil, they will end inside the lion's stomach. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Anybody pursuing you, they will end up inside the lion's den. And they will be destroyed. The lion is as if the padlock they used to hold their mouth was released. Immediately those guys were thrown. Bible said they broke them into pieces. Their bones, everything. They ate them. They said, Daniel escaped, but you people can't escape. Your enemies will not be able to escape. Amen. I say your enemies will not be able to escape. Amen. They will not escape the judgment of God. Amen. Quickly, because of time, facts about courage. You can't occupy your place without courage. Numbers 13 verse 30. Numbers 13 verse 30. There is a Canaan land for you. There is a promised land for you. You can't occupy it without courage. And Caleb steal the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Let us, that's how courageous people talk. When you see courageous men, you think they are proud men. It's not pride, it's the courage, it's the spirit of courage in them. And Caleb steal the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Let's go up at once. Let's go up at once. We can do it. We can overcome. You will overcome. I say you will overcome. You will overcome. Number two, or B, important fact about courage, is that courage is the secret of advancement. Courage is the secret of advancement. If you want to, if you feel stagnated, you need courage. If you feel that things are not working well, you need to be more courageous. Number three, important fact about courage, is that courage is fueled by knowledge. The more knowledgeable you are, the more courageous you become. For example, I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know, I think that's 1 John 4 verse 4. So I know that he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. I know it. So, devil is nothing. When this place was being built, I used to come here to pray in the night. And one day I was praying in the night. There was nothing like this building. I just praying in the night. I was outside there praying around 2 a.m. or thereabout. Some guys came with gun and web. They just came as if they just said, we'll kill you. Who are you? I said, relax. Put down your gun. I said, put down your gun. Say, we are SAS. We are this. You are dead. What are you doing here in this bush? Forget it. If you cock it, it can't work. Greater is he that is in what? In. Don't let the devil threaten you again. You are more than that. Hello? I say you are more than that. Don't let any devil tell you, we threaten you. Don't let any witch threaten you. Something is inside you. And that thing is Jesus Christ. He can't be killed, so you can't be killed. Every journey you go, you will go safely and return safely. Anywhere your family travel to, you will travel safely and return back safely. Can I hear your loudest amen? No devil can touch you because God is with you. Lesson number 10 that will make you valuable in life is don't be a materialistic person. Daniel was not a materialistic person. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 10 to 17, the queen recommended Daniel for interpretation of dreams to the king. I know you know that story very well. The queen recommended Daniel and said, yes, let Daniel be chosen. There's a man in this kingdom who can interpret dreams. They told the king that. And then they went to get Daniel. And the Bible says, and Daniel rejected the gift. The king said, interpret this dream. Interpret this dream, and I will give you gifts. That's verse 17. Daniel chapter 5, verse 17. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gift be to thyself, and give thy reward to another person. That's not why I'm here. I'm a valuable person. I don't live for gifts. Not every gift brings lift. There are some gifts that are trap. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy reward to another. Yet, somebody say yet. I love this Daniel. I love this man. These are my kind of men. Say, yet, I will read the writing unto the king. Then there was a mystery. God wrote down, if you get home, you can read this story very well. God wrote something for this king. He could not read it. God was not happy with him for something, and God wrote some things. No, everybody came there, they can't read it. Everybody, what was this? They say they can't read it. Then the queen told the king that if there is a guy that can read this thing called Daniel. When he got there, the king said, please, I heard about you, that you can interpret things. Right. read this thing, but I will give you big gifts. He said, I am not here for gifts. I'm a valuable person. I don't do things based on material consideration. There are some people in this life, they cannot help anybody in this life except there's something in it for me, for them. I want to hear people say, okay, if I do this, what will I get? If I come to your church, is there something that I will, are they going to share food? That's a materialistic person. I want to do one of evangelism before. Somebody say, will they share money? Will there be free food? Some people go from church to church every Sunday just because of first-timer gifts. They go to this church this Sunday, they collect first-timer gifts, jota and biro and water. They go to another place, they collect samosa and water. They go to another place, they collect donuts. Either it is hard donut or soft donut. It doesn't matter. Either the donut is 7 days donut or fresh one. Mm-mm. Just donut. They have gone to more than 265 churches within 365 days. A materialistic person is an invaluable person. Listen, men that are here today, don't marry a woman who her life is about materialism. Who sizes you up because of your present? Who looks at you and shreds you to pieces because presently you don't have anything? You look empty. Maybe you look lean and thin, like a scrubbing brush. And then she looks at you and says, "You don't even have a wristwatch." Like me now, I forgot my wristwatch at home. You know, say he doesn't have a wristwatch, but I have a wristwatch. I because I was in a hurry when I was leaving. I said, such a woman should be watched. If you cannot marry me because I don't have a wristwatch, then I cannot watch you. I can't watch over you. I can't watch over you. If you cannot marry me because I don't have a car, I cannot carry you. When my car comes, I will not carry you. When my aeroplane comes, I will not fly with you. Where are the women that think like women of those days? Where they build up with men from scratch? Are they not in existence again? Nobody wants to be his ruler again. Everybody is on a long Shogo street. What is going on in this life? What is really happening in this world? Whereby everybody will use binoculars to size up a guy before you can ever say why he is. Oh God. No more spiritual consideration except what does he do at? Where does he work? Who is his father? What kind of car does he drive? How many certificates does he have? Has he ever been to airport before? Did they use airport giving to enter heaven? Appa. Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. You can't serve God and mammon. Mammon is the god of materialism. A valuable person doesn't do things basically because of money. You do it because it adds value to eternity and humanity. That's why you do it. You don't do things because if money is not there, I can't do it. If they are not going to give money in this issue, I will not release it. Relax, money is coming. Money is like a bird. Those that are pursuing it don't get it. Those that pursue value have bereketetious money. Those that are pursuing adding value to eternity and humanity, money will come massively like a shipload. But those who are pursuing money, some are not here in this service now because of money. They are in their shop. They are not selling. Yet, what they will need to know that will make them to say they didn't come. They sat down in the shop and we close like that and go home like that and go back there tomorrow morning. Whereas, you can be in the house of God. You can even open your shop 5, 6 hours, 7 hours in a day. And then God will give you wisdom that will be able to direct customers there massively. As from today, you will be tagged a valuable person. Your value will be increased a million folds. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Daniel was not materialistic. They say, yeah, this thing I want to write here on this place now, each of the line costs $1 million. I know the king has money. See, the way he wrote this one now is like naira. So I will collect naira for this one. This one now is like dollar. I will collect dollar for this one. This one is like pounds. I will collect pounds. He uses different currency for them. He did not do that. So I did not come here for gift. I'm not serving God for money. I'm not serving God so that I can get something. I am serving God because I want to serve God and I want to add value to humanity. May your thinking change from today. I say, may your thinking change from today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? When I was leaving my job, when this ministry was starting, my friend said, how can you ever think of leaving this job? Leaving the cars? Leaving money? Allowances every February. Big allowances. Quarterly bonus for performance. Everything, you want to push it inside. With nothing. You are crazy. You must be crazy. And some people said, I know it, he can never do it. He's just saying it, he can do it. Materialism is a killer of destiny. As from today, that will never be the name that we call you again in Jesus' name. What are the disadvantages of materialism? Number one, it obstructs your thinking. When you are materialistic as a lady, you cannot see the good in a guy except he has money. Presently now, you can't see anything in him except he has a fat bank account. You can't see it. Obstructs your thinking. Number two, disadvantage of materialism is it gives you a bad name. When guys want to come and meet you, they talk among their friends, and I like that. They say, hey, that girl, hey. If you go out, if you want to take her for lunch, she will buy more than 60,000 things at ShopRite. She'll be pointing to this. They will give you a bad name. You know, guys talk a lot. They discuss a lot. Might not know. Number three, disadvantage of materialism is that it is the root of evil. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10. The love of money, that is the love of materialism, 1 Timothy 6:10, is the root. That is what causes murder. It is materialism that causes armed robbery. It is materialism that causes prostitution. A lady cannot be patient. A guy cannot be patient to go through school and to start a job or to start a business and to grow the business. At night, he carries guns. He goes to people's houses, break the window, wah, wah, enters forcefully, remove dagger, and say, if you talk there, I dagger you. Why? He cannot be patient. The energy used to orchestrate the armed robbery, he can use that energy to become a valuable person. An armed robber that can orchestrate an armed robbery at night is a super intelligent person. A dummy can be an armed robber. Because an armed robber goes extra mile when others are sleeping. He passes through the wire, everything. Risk his life. The burglary tear his hand. He will not care. He say, I'm paying the price of blood for this money. I must get money in this house. He would have been more valuable if he was able to use his thinking. None of our children here will be an armed robber. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
We will never have sons of Eli.
Amen.
You will never be involved in evil for life.
Amen.
So, materialism must not be found at living for things. That's materialism. If a man say, all I want is money and I want it with all means. And by all means, you are materialistic. There is a pathway to prosperity. There's a clean pathway if you are a Christian. There is a clean pathway. It can never fail. If you are a covenant practitioner and you are consistent at it, it is sure you will become wealthy. It's so sure. Mega sure. But if you refuse, or if you are a lady, you are so materialistic that no, anything your husband gives you is never enough. Everything, you need more. I need more. And you're not ready to work. Then you will lose value. Because when the guy sees somebody else's house, somebody else outside who can add value to him, he will not look at you again. Somebody say, I hear. Number 11. And I think I better stop here because of time. Number 11. Lesson. Valuable lesson that will bring about success in your life is live a life of excellence. Daniel possessed an excellent spirit in Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. He was a man of excellence. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because, someone say because. Daniel was not preferred because he was more handsome. There was no story that Daniel had more qualifications academically. Daniel did not go to Harvard or Oxford or Ife or Unilori. Daniel was an excellent man. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. The Bible says, whatsoever your hand findeth to do. Somebody say to do. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. That's what they call excellence. You are a student. You student well. You are a tailor. You tailor well. You are a businessman. You do your business well. You are an accountant. You account well. You are a lawyer. You do your law practice well. You are a farmer. You farm. To the extent that you feed multitude. You feed people. You produce from your farm. You release things from your farm. You are into music. You produce marketable records. You minister in places. And the power of God is so prevalent. Cancer is dropping while you are singing. You are pastoring, you pastor well. Listen to me, friends. If you really want value in life, anything you are doing, let the touch of excellence be there. It doesn't matter what your career is. There are billionaire sanitation experts. They pack poo-poo with sanitation and they do it excellently and they have become billionaires in it. Donald Trump is into properties. He sells properties. He's a multi-billionaire. He said, I'm not ready to collect one cobalt salary. You know the salary of the president of America? Massive salary. He said, not one naira must be paid to my account. He said, I'm a rich man already. I don't need this chicken change you want to be paying to my account. Why? He had already made a good name in his property selling. It might be controversial. Every great man is always controversial. But for him to have gotten to where he also got to, he knows what he's doing. Every man of excellence, every woman, don't do things haphazardly. Don't do hair for somebody and the person looks like a masquerade. Say you are a hairdresser. Are you a hairdresser or hair destroyer? When you sew clothes for a human being, they should be able to immediately from there go to photograph straight. It must look, not that you sew clothes, the clothes look, the thing look like kwashoko. It makes the person look as if the person is not a human being again. It takes us back to the age of Mango Park. When you produce goods, let it be superior value. Don't say you are producing block and they carry your block with one hand, and before they get to where the mason wants to use it, the total block, everything just scattered. The cement is somewhere, the water is somewhere, sand is somewhere. No, the block is looking rubbish. Ensure, when you are serving in the house, serve with excellence. If you are serving your husband, you serve. That's the reason why many women lose their husbands to girlfriends outside, is because their service is poor. It's an inferior service. Life has stepped up to all these Mungo Park days that you are doing. You have to package yourself well. Spirituality does not mean that you should not be a person of excellence in the house. You can't be walking past your husband and odor is coming out. It's not acceptable in the modern day world. Let his food be packaged with excellence. Don't send the worst person in your house to go and put food in his front. Dauda Sukora, carry this food to this man. Don't do that. That person that you are just treating someone. People are dying outside for you to say you are not doing again. They're parking straight. Anything you are doing, I need to round up here. Anything you are doing, let it be done with excellence. Preach with excellence. Talk with excellence. Train with excellence. When you are driving, if you are a driver, don't worry. You are driving today. Tomorrow you will be producing cars. Don't bother yourself about your today. Don't be a materialist that is thinking of only of today. Your tomorrow will be all right. Ensure whatever you are doing must be done excellently. My prayer for you is that you become valuable in life in Jesus' name. Rise up.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.